Ameristar Casinos purchased the former Westinghouse Electric Company property on Springfield's east side for $16 million last January. All but one of the big brick manufacturing buildings that once stood on the 41-acre site have been razed. The demolition debris has been hauled away, and the flat, concrete-covered property is ready for new construction. Matthew Block, Vice President of Government Relations for Ameristar, says the project his company will propose in Springfield includes a 650-room hotel, parking for 6,000 cars, and a casino with thousands of slot machines and more than 100 table games. Also, restaurants, bars, and retail.
We think it's a great site. Not only is it flat and level and ready to go, it's 41 acres, which makes it large enough to create a world-class type facility that will serve this market appropriately.
The property abuts Interstate 291 and is fronted by a busy commercial street that includes a mix of small businesses. It's on the outskirts of a residential neighborhood of mostly single-family homes. At a neighborhood meeting with Ameristar officials last winter, traffic was a top concern. Block says there is now a plan to address that.
We've been working with VHB. It's a local traffic engineering firm that has come up with a plan to create a series of frontage roads along 291 and a new interchange basically near the south east corner of our property that would allow guests to enter the property and not negatively impact existing roadways.
Ameristar's traffic plan has not been presented to officials with the Massachusetts Department of Transportation because Block says the Massachusetts Gaming Commission has forbidden casino operators from contacting any state agencies. Ameristar is the only gaming company to have publicly identified a site in Springfield for a casino. In fact, it is the only casino developer that owns land in Massachusetts. Ameristar officials are planning to meet next month with the Springfield City Council's Casino Site Committee. The 15-member committee, chaired by a retired police chief, was appointed earlier this year by City Council President James Ferreira to advise the council, which has control over land use. Ferreira says the committee is anxious to hear from Ameristar and any other casino developers.
And we're going to keep an open mind on any proposal, but it's a great time here in the city of Springfield. The largest development ever, potential economic development ever here in the city of Springfield. Over a half a billion, maybe even $1 billion.
City officials say, based on informal discussions with developers, they expect as many as 4 casino projects could be proposed in Springfield. 3 different locations in the city's downtown are reportedly being scoped out by gaming companies. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said with the help of a Chicago-based law firm he's hired as his casino consultant, he will eventually select a preferred developer.
I want, through the expertise of the consultant and my expertise of my internal team, to make sure that the best viable proposal and location that's going to benefit the residents of the city of Springfield and the business community is selected, and that is the horse that we will ride to the Gaming Commission.
The Gaming Commission is authorized by state law to award 1 casino license anywhere in the 4 westernmost counties. Before a license application is filed, the casino developers and local officials must negotiate a host community agreement. That site-specific agreement must be ratified by a voter referendum. State law gives cities the size of Springfield and Boston the option to hold the referendum in just the ward where the casino would be built. Springfield officials have said they will have a citywide vote. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.